Okay, so admittedly, I could type this. I really could. But I'm trying to, you know, give Phil an example to go off of, since we all know that everyone loves his reactions, and maybe if my broke-ass voice doesn't quite do it for everybody, he can be called into duty to mark out, or, as we've decided, to fill out, like only Phil can. However, I'm not going to be trying to do any filling because, as you can obviously tell, I'm losing my voice. Anyway, I'm just going to try to go through this in whatever order makes the most sense to me, which would happen to follow along with the just chronological order of the pay-per-view. Okay, so, first off, Shane on Rapture. I'm not surprised. I'm really not. Because if you think about it, Rekka keeps, you know, mucking in his favor, and Armano's such a good little bitch that it's not gonna change anything. Anyway, the Rumble was epically long, just as I expected it to be, and you can't really tell where any one person wrote any one part, which I think is really the hallmark of a good, you know, of a good writing team, is that you can't really tell the difference. Anyway, I, for one, am absolutely heartbroken that the, some of the talent that couldn't make it to the Rumble is no longer with the company. I'm just, you know, hey, look, it's Lockhart! Okay, so I'm gonna hurt myself doing this, and it's gonna be worth it, I think, so. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Ow. Okay. Okay, that's the first and only time that I'm going to try to pull a Phil, I promise. Anyway, he did not pull an Elijah James. I was very much relieved at that. If it had been Jamie Lockhart, he would have epically failed like Elijah James. I think I would have killed someone. But instead, we get to see Misfit 2.0 versus Misfit 2.0 at some point in the near future. Rock. And this, admittedly, while, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Cavella's evolved to the point where he's in the main event scene and everything else, I was admittedly hoping for someone else to win it beyond another one of Pat's characters. I was hoping for it to be, honestly, I thought that it was going to be Blood Rain. Either Blood Rain or Brennan Knight, you know, some of the newer talent to VWA. Okay, I understand that, you know, DeRay's been in and out and in and out and in and out. Okay, fine, it was in and out once, but you get my point. It's kind of monotonous, the main event scene is. And for Cavella to get bumped up, not really anything to, you know, be ZOMG at the end of the world about. Anyway, let's see. After the long-ass thing, you had the scene with Rekka and Lawson. And honestly, I think that they're going to end up back together before too much longer. That's just how it looks. Anyway, behold, it is the greatness that is Taylor. Or, at least, that's what he thinks. And then, out of nowhere, there's a raspy, raspy voice. Eensy weensy little girl. And I don't speak a word of Spanish, so I have no idea what she says. I just understand the word Vinegas, because that's a name! Although Taco Bell menu, even though that's not the first time I've heard this, I laughed hysterically. Anyway, after that was a tag team title match. No one is surprised, although, yeah. Nick? Yeah, not the character. The handler. If you're gonna fuck off, at least have the courtesy to have the balls to do more than make a random crack in the C-box. Just saying. Anyway, what follows next is what I hope was at least a vaguely entertaining segment. Because, well, Natalie's quite the departure for me, you know. Kind of like Deke was, although, while Deke was way the fuck out in left field, I actually have some idea what I'm going to, you know, do with her. I've been around people like Natalie, so for me, I actually have real inspiration. Although, on a side note, the leper commentary at the end? Yeah, I did that for shits and giggles. Anyway, the Paragons go kaboom, no one is surprised. And next was the match that honestly impacted me as a handler the most. I'm just, you know, from the beginning, I thought it was either going to be me or Jesse. Congratulations, Jesse. And had it been either Chastain or Lohan, I think I may have shot myself. Except not really. Although I have to say that I absolutely love how they took Jiera's new gimmick, I guess it would be? Although I don't really think it's so much a gimmick as it is just a return back to where she started. Which is just this mean, nasty bitch. And the way I look at it, it's not really going to hurt her any. She'll get back up there. Anyway, long monologue from Blood Rain, and followed by a surprisingly short, for him anyway, monologue from Fennels. And then next comes a match that I'm sure that Shane was very happy about the outcome, since I know that he thought that the Pure title was actually holding Blood Rain back, and I'm inclined to agree. More on Blood Rain later on, because there's something else that I was talking about with Flip, actually, that makes sense to me looking back on it. And then there's Brian Gunn. Brian Gunn is actually something, you know, I've said quite a few mean things about the kid back in the past. I won't deny it. But he's grown incredibly. I mean, you know, people look at Kendall's as an example of growth, or look at, you know, Travis Daniels as an example of growth. Zach blows them both out of the water. I mean, I don't know how long of a turnaround it was for Rich, but it took Travis Daniels years to get up to where he, you know, could be in serious title contention. And Brian Gunn almost became the Supernova champion only after, what, 3-4 shows under Leopard's Wing? That kind of meteoric improvement is huge. I hope he keeps it up. We need the fresh blood higher up in that part of the thing. Anyway, okay, I'm not gonna do it. Okay, would Sin and Jamie just please fuck already and get it over with? I don't care if it's, you know, oh, I love you so much, oh, I love you too, or if it's just, you know, rotten down and dirty, raking up the, you know, back covered in scratches. They just do something with this tension, for fuck's sake. Anyway, what follows next is something that I actually don't agree with at all. I think that Sin should be champion. I honestly do. Paige's promo was good. I'm not taking away from that, but I think Sin's was better. Especially since, well, to be honest, to me, Paige reads a little repetitively. I understand, you know, following the gimmick, but she almost goes too far. On the other hand, Sin, like, reached in, grabbed a hold of what makes Paige as a character, in my opinion, yanked it out, stomped on it a few times, and then spat on it for good measure. So, yeah, I think that Sin should be champion, but I'm not really all that mad about the segment afterward. Although, just as a side note, Leopard? Dear? Yeah. The entire ha thing as a catchphrase? I just don't get it. Anyway, what follows is what I think is a very good, you know, representation of what the relationship between Rekha and Allison ended up becoming, you know, right as she left. And I do think that it really follows, you know, continuity and all that other stuff. But it kind of makes me wonder, you know, just, you know, even though people tend to, you know, rather, one person tried to say that I, you know, control everything about Kaji's character and da-da-ba-da-ba-da and all this other shit, you just kind of have to wonder just why, or rather, I'm just wondering, you know, just what Jake's planning on doing from here. I mean, he's already talked about bringing another character of his in. Maybe Kaji's run his course. I don't really know. And, you know, Jake doesn't really know. Whatever his decision is, though, I'll support it. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about what makes him happy. That's what this entire game is about, is just, you know, being happy, having fun. Granted, I'm the poster child for whenever I'm frustrated, saying, oh, I'm done with this shit! But at the end of the day, wins, losses, they don't matter. Just have fun. Anyway, Relenta retained, unfortunately, because, well, I honestly was hoping for Jake to pull it off, but I don't know. Anyway, next is a Brennan promo, which is head tilt to the side. Long, and I wish Brennan used a color other than white, because then it'd be a little easier to read. Anyway, my personal preferences aside. What follows next is a segment, I think, that is largely responsible for Alex's sudden change in attitude. And I honestly couldn't agree, as much as I typically hate the character, because, well, he's a heel, and, you know, he's good at it, so if you hate him, obviously he's being written right. I agree with Jude 100%. Dude, the title opportunities? You don't want to sit there and say that you're above them, or you're better than them, or any of that stuff. Because, let's be perfectly honest here. Every other place I've gone that wasn't ran by a bunch of biased assholes, I have excelled. But in BWA, it's a challenge week in, week out. There's a reason for this. The talent in E-Fetting, I believe, with maybe one or two exceptions, who probably just aren't smart enough to, you know, come here yet, are found in BWA. And there's a reason that, you know, despite the fact that Jiro was on a losing streak for God knows how long, I kept her around. Because I knew that I'd get better at it. Come on, Alex, you know this. We both know this. So why are you acting like a title is below you again? Thanks. Anyway, Bloodsport title match, I am not surprised. I am, however, glad that he's going to get to go over to a new show where he has new talent to, you know, figure out until someone rises up from the depths and smacks him up in the back of the head. It seems to me, though, that on that note, the Bloodsport Championship tends to do that. Has anyone else noticed that? I mean, for a long time, people thought that Rich was going to hold the belt forever and a day, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Alex with the snipe. Well, not quite the snipe, but you know what I mean. Like, headshots. Anyway, onwards to... Oh, look! It's everyone's favorite bendy over dude. Maybe he taught Amy Chastain how to bend over at the waist. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of a weird consideration looking at Lockhart now, because I looked at his roster page. It says he's a tweener now, not just a straight heel, which kind of makes me wonder. It makes him more unpredictable. And I think that's exactly what Shane's going for. Anyway, what follows is, you know, a brief segment between Mike and Shane. Not surprising. Okie dokie. And then what follows is one of the most brutal matches I have ever read. I find myself wanting to compare this to Elijah James, Eric Kennels. You know the one I'm talking about. The curb stomp from hell. But this is just, it's intense in a wholly different way. Although, the entire carving of the K into Lawson's chest, holy shit. Anyway, I'm not surprised at all that Cavella won this. Then again, I wouldn't have been surprised at all if Shane would have won this. They both, you know, stepped up properly. And this Christ thing, it seems kind of, I don't know. I mean, think about what happened to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Anyway, I hope that everything, you know, I honestly hope that it doesn't go down that road. Because if it did, I would be sorely disappointed in Pat and have to, you know, go down to Australia and buy a plane to Shane ticket too. And we'd have to collectively beat on him. Anyway. Reckon Armano, yeah. It's well established Armano is a whiny little bitch, and that Rekka, one of these days, is going to do what she did to Anna Faith, and Armano, being a little bitch that he is gonna find himself without any of his teeth. Anywho, Fenix and Jude. Now, I really liked the Fenix promo on a side note, by the way. I love the dream sequence. Anyway. It's obvious that, you know, Fenix has been falling short in Jude's eyes time and time again, and it's not surprising that Jude's losing patience. Omen Fenix was also a very brutal match, but it didn't have the same guttural impact with me. I think that's just because of, you know, what comes from Rich's mind is uniquely twisted and fucked up and in an awesome kind of way. I mean, you know, the director of the Saw movies, whatever his name is, yeah, he should totally hire Rich to come up with some trap ideas. They'd probably be absolutely fucking sick. Anyway, Misfit versus Misfit. And there's no comment about eggs. I am strangely let down. Although, honestly, I can forgive it for the awesomeness that it is to see Lockhart back. And to see Cornflower Blue that's not associated with some idiot. Although, have I seen anyone else that uses a Cornflower Blue? I don't know. Anyway, remember what I said about DeRay? And, you know, again, Flip gave me the idea, so I'm not gonna, you know, take credit for it. But I really think that Blood Rain is gonna, you know, make his way moving up the card by joining Jude and Chris. Christ. Bah! Anyway, I honestly do think that it's gonna be, you know, Blood Rain joining the two of them. Well, on one hand. On the other hand, I don't really see Blood Rain working for anybody. He kind of reminds me of a really mean pit bull. Prone to bite anybody, including the hand that feeds him. But that's just my impression. I could be wrong. Anyway, what follows is the, you know, dog collar match between Billy Hush and Steven Sands, and between you and me, I think the one for the Women's Championship was better. Yeah. Not that it wasn't any good, because it was good, but just there was something that didn't quite connect on a visceral level with me. I don't know why. But again, that's just my opinion. It could be the fact that I'm a little biased in favor of the women's division, because that's where I compete. It's possible. In fact, I even go so far as to say it's likely. Sands retains, and I'm honestly not that surprised, because, well, Hushy has all sorts of ring rust to work off and all this other stuff. Oh, looky, it's a Lava Jude and Christ segment. And the cute. I love the cute. Anyway. Admittedly, Shane, I'm too fucking lazy as narration. Best video package ever. I'm just saying. And then, finally, we get to the main event, and now my prediction can be accurate. I honestly did think that Air Kennels and Pat Lava had faced one another in character and, you know, multiple times, and Kennels had come out every time. Now it's actually true. God damn it, I knew I was going to be right at some point in time. Anyway, on that note, that ends the pay-per-view. And I honestly think that this was one of the best that was ever put out. And I'm inclined to agree with everybody else in that regard. Well, a couple people I've seen anyway. Anywho, that is it for me. I'm going to go get myself something to drink before I kill myself. Not in a figurative sense, but, well, you know what I mean. Anyway, Chris out.